Private renters organized to fight the socialist spoke to Andrea Gilbert, a housing and homelessness activist who is co-founder of her local branch of the London Renters Union, in Putney, southwest London. What was the impact of coronavirus on private renters? It's been horrific, as many people, especially those in low-paid sectors like hospitality, lost their jobs. Even those who have managed to keep their job have often been furloughed. When you're struggling to survive each month, to suddenly lose 20% of your wages is a big hit. Lots of people I know have had to use food banks for the first time just to feed their families. It feels like the pandemic has exposed inequalities in housing. This is so true. If you look at the statistics, those most affected by coronavirus have overwhelmingly been from the working class and ethnic minorities. This is because they are more likely to live in overcrowded, poorly ventilated, low-quality accommodation. These are also the groups that have lost out the most over once with council's attempts at regeneration. Local projects in Roehampton and Winstanley were meant to help deprived areas, but have ended up just forcing local people out. The projects average only 23% social housing, and the properties for sale are way out of reach of local people. A two-bed property in the Roehampton Regeneration starts at £600,000. Has the government done anything to help private renters during the pandemic? Nothing beyond pausing evictions. It feels like the whole system is set up to subsidize landlords. They've agreed to allow mortgage holders to pause their repayments, but have done nothing to help renters. To be honest, I always expected this from a Tory government, but the person I'm most disappointed in is Keir Starmer. There's proven links between poverty, poor quality accommodation and vulnerability to coronavirus. He should have been out there fighting for people. Instead, with no consultation, he scrapped Labour's previous plans to protect private renters during the pandemic, and now is saying any arrears have to be paid back over 2 years. If you're already struggling to pay rent, where does he think people will get this money from to pay back arrears, when we are due to face the biggest recession since the Great Depression? For me, all the main political parties feel completely out of touch with private renters. What have you been campaigning for in the London Renters Union? We have been campaigning for cancelling rent and arrears accrued due to coronavirus. We've also been resisting evictions, and exposing landlords who refuse to do basic maintenance and repairs. What can be done to improve the private rented sector? Longer, fixed tenancies, and more legal protection for renters would help, but as long as we have a system based on profit, we'll struggle to make big changes. I think the only real way to solve this would be a mass campaign of building social housing. Everyone should have a secure tenancy at an affordable rent. Housing should be a right, not a privilege, and no one should have to face homelessness because of poverty. Unfortunately, this government doesn't seem interested, and I don't have much hope in the current leadership of the Labour Party. So it's going to be us who have to organize to change things.